Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Because you can see her boom.
I see that, but I don't know where the...
My boom!
Boom.
And boom.
So,
boom.
Like, should I turn this way?
Yes,
that's better.
Absolutely.
Can you... Yeah. Is there any way to bring it down more or more in front
yeah,
of you?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think I did a crappy job of securing it, but I bet that we could make this work. You guys know how excellent... Oops.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I was just about to say how good we are at DIY stuff.
And you were being sarcastic anyway, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. Perfect.
Did you see the email today, Greg?
Oh my god, that was so funny. I didn't see it until...
No, I did. I realized when I... Once I started work, I check my email, my personal email, like once a week. I need to be better than that.
I sent a reminder email, and Abby sent a picture of them having their bookshelves fully assembled and hung on the wall.
It was
as
so,
of 1 a.m. last night.
It was upside down.
Yeah.
And Alex looked like he was going to kill her for taking the picture and also going to fall over from exhaustion. It's the funniest.
And there's just two strips of 1x3 screwed to the wall, and that's it.
And we still have to do another row of those.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and search for this
picture.
You
got to see it.
It's amazing.
It's really good.
I love it so much.
It was great.
And the iPad. Daddy, we're talking about you. Got it. He's not daddy in this context. I
oh, yes, he is.
I thought you
he
called
is 100%.
Him.
Big Daddy.
I thought you said fatty. I was like, that's a horrible nickname.
We're talking about you, fatty.
I'm dying. Okay. Don't eat all your mint things, then. Don't eat my mint things, no!
Oh, don't eat my mint things, fatty!
Don't eat my mint things, fatty!
Daddy! Let's go! Fatty!
It's a hostile podcast environment. I'm not going down.
He says it's a
hostile, podcast environment!
Is this sound better? Like, I should just sit back, right?
As long as you're back there, you'll be good.
I won't lean forward.
I guess I'll turn this heater off, even though I need it. Ugh, I was so cold outside. It was freezing.
Meh.
Meh.
I mean, drink your iced drink.
Yeah, I know. Well, what am I going to do?
I don't know.
Heard you ran out of people to mock, so I'm here.
No, we ran out of people to mock, including you.
It all stemmed from a misunderstanding on my part. It's like, that is not a good nickname.
It's not a good nickname.
Good evening, fellow D&D players, listeners, non-listeners.
Oh, that was me.
Yeah.
People who download the podcast for the pictures.
Abby can hear all the noise she makes.
So all through Thanksgiving, I was playing people that clip that you sent me of me being like, well, we could, I could do a spell! And then I rustled papers for 100 years.
It was like explosion. I kept it in because it was like, I think we comment on it, so it was okay. Sometimes everyone's just sitting there like, when all this noise is going on, we're all just like, what's happening? But it was pretty good, because it even worked for it, because it was like, I need to do a spell, and then it sounded like you were crashing and trying to actually get the components for a spell or something. It was pretty great.
Rummaging through her terrarium.
Yeah, I think you said that specifically.
Ah, there we go. Good job, past Eric, making the same joke present Eric did.
So should he be recording himself? No.
Nope.
Right?
No, everything's great for me.
If you're recording both of you in an audio file, then that's both of you. Yeah,
I am now.
We just can't separate our voices very easily if we talk over each other.
We
as long as it's a local recording.
Right. Because the problem comes when coming over the internet, it makes people drop out and you don't have any sound at all. But if you're in the same room, it's just like a normal conversation where you can hear both people talking through the microphone. Yeah,
Google Hangouts, like, try it. It's programmed to reduce volume for people that aren't talking, so it's not always consistent with who should be heard and everything.
Guys, can I just say that I've made some big sacrifices for this podcast? I'm the only one in this group who's single, and that's so that I don't have to share audio with someone. You know how many women have asked me to get married, and I've been like, no. The podcast audio comes first.
I've wondered what the pounding on the door is in some of your recordings.
Now it's me making all the noise.
I had to put some insulation on the door so that the hordes of women who want to marry me aren't too loud on the podcast, because, again, the audio is sacrosanct.
Well, sometimes I wonder if somebody's going to want to marry you because of this podcast, because that one lady that was totally in love with you, apparently.
But Katie killed her, so it's fine.
Yeah, sorry, Greg.
If I could just ask in the future, maybe not do that. If there's a woman who's like on desperately in love with him, don't go straight to murder.
Just cut out her tongue so it's still no issue with the audio.
Cool. I'll do that.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice. Here's a story of a plump toy maker who was whipping up some very lovely toys. All of them were kind of weird, like their maker. Lank made a disgusted noise. Here's the story of a man named Galdar, who was busy sowing chaos of his own. Ooh. He was holed up in Lady Walker's basement.
Oh my god.
And he was all alone.
Oh yeah.
Till the one day when Will dressed up as a cultist, and they snuck in to have a little chat. What is up? And where's the Baron zombie? Now Rafina may get mauled by a big cat.
Yeah.
By a big cat. A saber-toothed cat. Nothing rhymes with tiger mauled by a saber-toothed cat.
Oh my god, the one of the best parts of that is just the music. It's like this crappy.
I know. It's a MIDI file.
Oh my god!
That's the easiest way to get instrumental music.
When did you do that?
When did I do what?
Because sometimes you just don't have any time.
Earlier today?
You did it today!
I wrote it earlier today.
Oh my goodness. Good job. Wow.
It was pretty epic.
See, now you're going to have listeners writing in and requesting certain songs for you to write that to. So
maybe.
Watch out.
Okay.
Because they already did it with two suggestions, right? There were two people.
Next will be Freebird.
Oh no! It'll last forever. Yes.
It's mostly instrumental, so we'll just have to sit through it. The MIDI version of Freebird, like 6 minutes.
You gotta use it.
You don't even need a MIDI file. It sounds like we've got it covered.
No, that was the MIDI file. We just played it. I was lip syncing.
Are there MIDI versions of Rage Against the Machine?
Probably.
You're already looking.
Almost
you're
definitely.
I'm already looking.
There's MIDI versions of everything. Anyway, does that fully recap what happened last time?
Yes, but it's ground us all to a screeching halt.
I think the helpful thing, and this is always something I want to say, is at the end, just summarizing where we actually are.
Okay.
Because then we actually know where we know all that stuff all right. Now, but we don't know where we are. I mean, we're in the basement.
Okay. Well, it will. And Lank and Dick and Esmeralda. Wait, no, she's not there. Those first three people that I just said, they're in the basement with Galdar, and then Rafina, and that's Whack and Esmeralda, are upstairs, they're outside by where they went into the rubble, and there was a cat walking around, and it's in midair, and so is Lank's hammer.
Oh no! Good job, that was improvised, that was very good!
It didn't rhyme.
It doesn't matter. But it was...
or didn't match the meter.
Hey, but it was pretty good.
Thanks.
That was a good summary of where we are, and you fit it within that MIDI file.
Audio problems.
I do have a pair of headphones that's just like a normal jack.
You could try both.
Okay. I will be right back.
But is there like a thing that you can buy that you so you can plug two headphones into a laptop?
They're both USB, so I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know anything. Don't say words like that.
It's different.
To me. How dare you?
It's digital.
How dare you? Just call it the pewter room, like Conan calls it.
The room we're sitting in is our pewter room.
We call it pewter room. It's where we keep all our pewter figurines. He's always like, it's in the pewter room. I love that so much. It's like my favorite kid saying.
The pewter room. All right, while Abby's still gone, you can mock her, Alex.
Don't yell fatty at her. Don't do that.
Yell something Greg can think is something offensive.
I don't know. I don't have any ideas.
I'm trying to think of something that rhymes with Abby or Rafina. I can't come up with Abby because it sounds already like fatty. We already did that one.
Crabby.
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 That's not very mean.
Rafina. Vagina. It doesn't rhyme at all.
Yeah, good try. Let's work that into a song.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, let's go. I love the beginning of that.
In my defense, I think confusing the words daddy and fatty is more plausible than Rafina and vagina.
They rhyme perfectly.
Maybe Alex has always thought her name was Rafina.
Rafina!
Guys, it's how it's spelled.
It'd be hilarious if at this point in the game it turns out that that is how it's pronounced. Yep. She just didn't want to upset anybody by correcting them. She's like, guys, we've known each other long enough now. You've been pronouncing my name wrong since day one when I announced it incorrectly.
When are you going to tell us your real name?
What are we talking about?
Hey, Rafina.
Can you hear still?
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Can you hear?
Nope.
Rafina!
I can hear you yelling through his.
There you go.
Blah, 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 blah.
There?
Yeah. Now I don't need this anymore. Wait. Can you say that again?
Blah, 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 blah. It's very clear.
That's good.
Whew. Okay, how about this one? Daddy. What did I say? Did I say Rafina?
Rafina.
Are you going to say something now? What are you doing?
We did it. They can hear.
Yay.
We'll find out more next time.
Yep. What is that key? Now I need to remember. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I need to have that handy.
Coconuts when they knock together.
I thought he was saying something about her boobs. I'm not kidding. He said, I love your coconuts when they knock together. That's what I thought he said.
Yeah.
This episode will be the mishearing everything episode. And he just said it in front of us. Like, I love your coconuts when they knock together.
Mm-hmm.
What does that even mean?
I want to shake your tree. What's that song?
I really love your peaches.
Peaches
want to
shake,
shake
your tree.
Or it could be Chicka Chicka Boom Boom.
No, that is a children's book.
Is yeah. it?
Is it?
It?
Oh, God.
I'm very comfortable. Okay, let's play.
Good. Okay. So, yes, as I wonderfully summarized to the tune of whoever wrote the Brady Bunch theme, that guy or girl.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't.
Cool.
I have no idea who wrote
That
Brady
MIDI file.
It was anonymous. Who wrote that?
Definitely a dude. Definitely a dude. Yes, there are two things flying through the air concurrently. Which should we resolve first?
Are you going to make us guess a number, 1 through 10, and then whoever's closest?
No, I want you to just pick.
Let's find out what's going on. We've been waiting a long time to find out what's going on with that cat.
That's true.
That's true.
Greg cares a lot about that cat because it's a cat.
All right. So, I need Bathwack and Rafina to give me dexterity saving throws.
Okay.
And don't you guys, I know I'm not there, but don't you guys hurt that cat. We've lost too many cats in this game already.
Aww,
and whose fault is that, Lank?
Oh, no!
If I was up there, I'd be like, you know, I'll take one for the team. I don't know how, but
just let him eat you. I mean, her.
Let him eat
you,
I guess, yeah.
Bite-sized snack.
Fun size.
Fun size. Link's fun size.
While we wait for the roll, I will say that it's true that like basically nothing rhymes with tiger. I found liger.
Yep.
Liger.
And then Geiger, as in like
Geiger,
a Geiger counter.
Geiger counter, yeah.
Yeah, but it's hard to end a line with yeah. Geiger. A counter, comma, Geiger.
Geiger. Counter.
Tiger.
Go get that, please.
I don't even know where it went.
It's under the trampoline.
What?
No, I definitely don't know where
it went. I rolled the dice and it went off the table.
You won't need that anymore. It's fine. We're almost done.
I think she's in character right now. It's under my trampoline in my...
Wait, who died?
Oh, no. He did the same exact...
She rolled a 17.
Cool. And what about you?
5.
I don't think I have any...
Oh, it's a saving throw?
It is.
Wait, we get more then. So you have a plus 1 from the Beacon of Argenvost and a plus 6 for standing next to me.
6?
Oh my god,
holy fuck!
I hate you!
I didn't expect to see one of my characters die tonight, but alright, Batfleck.
So that's a plus 7.
Alright. Okay,
now that 4 is not looking so bad that I rolled.
Yeah.
It's 11.
Okay.
Wait, you're not standing next to you.
Yeah, it still what? Counts for me.
Okay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He is standing next to him.
You or a friendly creature.
Have you seen how thick he is? That's how thick Bathwack is.
Stands next to him.
Your dragonborn is so thick. When he stands somewhere, he stands yeah. next to himself.
Yeah. Yeah. When I lay down to sleep at night, I spoon myself too.
That's a sadder fact. All right. So this saber-toothed tiger flies through the air, paws outstretched. The two front paws strike you, Batwack, square in the chest, driving you to the ground. Oh. And the cat is upon you. And begins ferociously licking your face.
Nice! Hey.
I was so hoping for that. Yeah,
that's what,
seriously
that was
the
hope.
Wow.
I should have stayed upstairs.
So I got like a 500 roll for nothing.
Yeah, you ducked out of the way.
Not only that, I pulled an Orlando Bloom and I like jumped onto its back.
Well, in slow motion.
It
really would have been traumatic for you to be licked by a tiger.
You're wrong.
After... So soon.
No, it would have been just the therapy I needed.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, that's right, though. You're nimble enough that you end up, like, on top of the cat and Bathwack, your face is being ferociously licked by the cat and Rafina.
Nice.
My tongue is also dexterous.
So, yes, you have a giant cat upon you.
Try to keep the tongue.
Oh, Bathwack, you could use a good watch. Wash.
She holds out a Rolex.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Just thinking about it, we need to set a wash. Probably pretty foul by now.
It's true.
All right. Can I get out from under this? Playful
with
creature.
Some difficulty, yes, you can extricate yourself from beneath it. And it
and
seems.
On second thought, I'll pat him on the head.
Aww. Yeah. It rubs itself against your hip, sort of, you know, runs its neck and back sort of alongside you as you pet him.
Hmm. Where is your master? I'm gonna look around, see if there's anyone around here commanding this.
There's nobody obvious in sight, anyway.
Hmm. Does it have both of its saber-toothed teeth?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Bathwack got a very good look. Its teeth are plentiful and sharp.
Are they clean?
Not really.
We're gonna need to wash those teeth, mister. And Rafina reaches into her bag for a cloth and some of that Kresk paste.
Yes! I didn't know she got any. Wow!
Of course she did.
That's amazing. I love it.
She's like, well, racists did make it, but I guess it's okay.
Oh, God. No. That's how you know it gets the teeth extra white. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's fucking terrible.
Oh, man.
There's an episode title.
And an ad.
It's been a fun podcast.
No, guys. I am not writing that ad. I don't believe in the racists. I'm just saying, if they're racists that make teeth. No.
You have a MIDI file of that?
No.
That was it.
I'm going to check for a collar.
like there's multiple saber-tooth cats.
I was thinking someone's calling into our show. Complaining. I had no idea what you meant for a minute.
I'm calling in. I'm calling in on myself. Katie, stop saying that joke. That's terrible.
Is there a collar? Like, does it have an owner?
There's no collar.
But I just wanted to know.
Yeah. There's no collar. You pull out your microchip scanner. There's no microchip. I'm assuming. Knowing Rafina.
Yeah. No. I haven't been able to charge it for a while.
So yeah, no obvious signs of, there's no, you know, if lost, call this number, anything like that.
Hmm. Unfortunately. Are you hungry, boy? Or girl?
Didn't we get a message from Nick?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Something about Galdar. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy. Is he hungry? This tiger looks hungry.
Let's feed Galdar to the tiger.
Let's bring him with us.
I think we should. Hey, tiger! You want to go down a hole? It is so
I just get laughing because she's shaking her head. She's like, no. She hears me laugh, and she's just shaking her head like, no,
I'm still
Katie.
Still.
It's terrible.
Okay, well...
Right. Well, the tiger does not reply to you.
Does it seem to follow us when we sort of encourage it to follow us?
Where are you going?
Toward the hole.
You don't
toward
speak the hole. Tiger, do you?
She speaks Nightingale.
No, but she has a tiger to English book in her terrarium.
Tigrish.
Tigrish.
Maybe he'll stay with us. Just if we start moving.
All right.
Do you have any food?
Of course I have food.
Maybe we shouldn't feed the tiger, though.
Maybe if it's hungry, we need to feed it.
No, maybe it's better if he's hungry when we go downstairs.
Did it seem particularly interested in the way you taste it?
You got a good taste.
Maybe
I don't
you
know.
Could feed it one of... How do you know?
He's still dripping with saliva.
Like
Oh, he got a good taste. I thought you said, I have a good taste. I thought you were complimenting your own flavor.
No, definitely
okay.
not.
I misunderstood.
I have a good taste.
That's seriously what I thought you said. This is the night of mishearings. Okay, let's go. Come on, Tigey. Let's go rescue our friends.
All right.
Where's Esmeralda, by the way?
With them.
Yeah, she's with you.
Oh, I thought she wasn't. I thought the song indicated that she wasn't there.
Don't you remember in the song, the lyrics indicated a correction wherein I initially said that she was downstairs, and then, no, in fact, she was not.
Gotcha.
All right. Downstairs, there is a warhammer hurtling through the air at Galdar. Did I have you actually roll an attack on that, Greg? Do you remember?
Yeah, if you did, I don't remember.
I got a 30.
Happy remembers.
Why don't
thanks
you roll
for,
one?
Thanks for taking a note on that one.
Why don't you roll one again? I'm sure that if that indeed was a 30, you'll roll one again, because that's how fate works.
40. Well, it's a total of 17.
Okay. despite having never thrown this hammer before, and Will, you've never seen Lank throw maybe anything, I don't know. Listeners, tell us if Lank has ever thrown anything. Write a 5-star review. List out all the instances.
I know he has been thrown, but I don't know if he has thrown anything.
I know the answer to that question, but you have to write 5-star reviews.
Yes, that's right. Lank, Greg will also write one. And then you'll have to, if you got them right, then you'll have written a correct 5-star review.
Yeah.
Really great.
And if you're wrong, you will have written an incorrect 5-star review, mm-hmm. and don't you dare change it.
but, perhaps maybe he's thrown things before, perhaps not.
But he hasn't thrown this before.
No,
that's the point.
That's correct. This hammer has never been thrown by Lank. The throw is true. It hurtles end over end and strikes Galdar squarely in the forehead.
Oh my god!
Oh! All right.
So wow. Go ahead and roll your damage there, Lank.
Yikes.
Okay, well, since this is my first time, I sort of need to check on this.
So if he rolls poorly, will it just take off his eyebrows?
It'll just trim them.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Galdar was having a pretty bad unibrow.
Fourteen.
Okay. So, this hammer strikes Galdar squarely in the forehead, and it drives him back and downwards.
Yikes.
He thuds into the ground, back first, smacking his head on the hard-packed earth. And he just lays there, staring up at the ceiling.
Oh my god. He's dead. Like, Jesus.
Is he dead?
Giant hammer hit you in the head. This is D&D, though. He's fine.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Now what?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So now the battle has stopped for now, you're saying.
I'm saying...
He's not getting up.
He doesn't look to be ready to fight. I will say that.
I think that ended really abruptly, and we're just like, what? Oh no!
Lank will immediately rush at Galdar to retrieve the hammer and be ready to attack again if need be.
Okay. When you get close, you see he's in fact just sort of staring up at the ceiling. His breath is very shallow. He's bleeding profusely from the point at which you struck him in the head.
Oh, wow.
He doesn't look like he's dead. Past that, you're not sure, and he doesn't seem to be making any move to get up or move against you aggressively or anything like that.
Yikes. I'm too cautious to go up to him yet. I'm going to pretend that Lank knocked me down too and kind of stumble against the wall in case he gets up, because I'm still dressed like a cultist. I'm safe, I think.
Could someone... Could someone refresh my memory why Lank jumped off Will's shoulder?
Because you were aggravated at how long they were taking to respond to Nick's.
No, but wasn't there a different reason? Wasn't there an actual reason?
Nope. Not at all. You were like, okay, fine. I slide off of that shoulder and I throw the hammer.
I thought that was in response. I know it was like, you know, this is what I'm doing, but I thought there was a reason. That's no. Unfortunate.
I think Galdar ordered
Will... me to hobble them, but I said, so then Nick was sending a message that Galdar is coming down or whatever, and I was putting them on the ground, and I was, you know, about to be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna hobble you or whatever, and then... But then, like, Lank whispered to Nick, like, have they responded? And Nick said, no, or something like that. And then...
Oh, that's... Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. That's why. Because if there's a problem upstairs, Lank needs to go investigate that.
That's why.
So, thank you for that. keeping an eye on Galdar and noticing that Will has pretended that Lank escaped, Lank's going to... Oh, shit. Because he doesn't want to abandon Rafina, but if he takes Rafina, then Will's alone with Galdar.
You mean Nick? If he takes...
Oh, Rafina didn't come down. It was
no,
Nick
no.
and...
Yeah, it's Nick and you and me.
Nick okay. and Will and Lank with Galdar mm-hmm. in the room.
Sorry, I missed that from the song. Okay.
Yeah, come on. This is supposed to be very memorable. You should be humming it under your breath right now.
I am.
I'm going to try to sort of run halfway to, I don't want to abandon them, but Galdor seems like he's out. I got close to him to get the hammer, so I'm going to go check on Bathwack and Rafina.
All right, so Lank heads out of the room.
Okay.
Will, and you're left with Nick, who looks shocked and stunned. He's just, like, staring down at Galdor.
I'm going to just say, like, stay there. Like, gesture to Nick, like silently as much as I can, gestures, stay there. You know?
Right, and he nods and he just lays down and basically imitates Galdor. Right. Not like intentionally. He's just like staring up at the ceiling, just like not moving.
And then I'll press to digitate like on your, what are you wearing, boots? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can press to digitate like just a blood stain so it looks like maybe I hobbled you. And then alter my disguised self to make it look like I got punched and I have blood trickling out of my mouth and I have like a big swelling on my face or something, and kind of crawl over to Galdor to see like if he is aware, you know, if he's awake, if he's actually dead. Because Lank didn't say anything, like, he's dead, I'm going. So he's just going to be like, oh no, the boss is dead. Who knows if he is, yeah.
You crawl over and he, you can see he's breathing and he just looks very, he's not unconscious, but he's super dazed, like way out of it.
Super dazed, like he's not pretending. Can I roll to see if he's pretending? Because I'm a pretender. I'm obviously pretending that I'm injured.
Give me either a perception check or a medicine check.
Medicine? Oh, goodness. I'm going to say perception because I think that makes more sense. I'm not a doctor. Ah, shit. I rolled a 5.
You don't see anything that would lead you to believe that he's faking it. No, no telltale, like, twitching of the eyes, like, over to you. No, okay. You know, I don't know what else you'd look for, but...
So I'm gonna pretend, like, I'm gonna collapse near him. I'm gonna pretend, like, struggle to my feet, like, oh, like, because I don't know what Lank's doing. I don't know what's going on. But I want to know what's happening in the town, and I want to know what's going on. So I'm gonna pretend to, like, struggle to my feet. And then kind of like to get a look at what's going on in this room, if there are magic items, if there, what's, what he was doing in this room, but then like also be stumbling around, like collapse and look in another corner, like basically collapse my way around the room and check out what's happening in this room. I have to roll an acting check is essentially.
What's your collapsing speed? I know your walking speed is 30 feet. What's your collapsing speed?
Is that a real question?
It's half of your imploding speed.
Yeah, give me an investigation check.
Investigation. Do I need to do a performance check or something?
Sure,
give me both. Or investigation. Okay. I'll do performance first.
Okay.
I rolled a natural 1! Oh, no. I never roll that for performance.
You were quick on that one.
Shit. My performance is... Oh, man. Okay. So my performance is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
My perception? Wait, was it perception you said?
Investigation.
Investigation. Okay. Ooh, that's a 23.
Okay. You're very unconvincingly collapsing your way around the room.
It's like...
What's an unconvincing collapse? Like,
He kind of goes down, but he doesn't really want to get his clothes dirty, right. So you're just kind of crouching down, and then you get up and you walk a couple steps, and then you crouch down.
Yeah, because I'm, like, looking at him, I'm like, ah, he's probably out of it anyway. Probably, so, oh, no, I fell. But...
Oh, a banana peel! Aww! Aww, some micro machines! Aww!
Micro machines... Oh, Blinsky, you asshole. Throwing these micro machines around here.
Legos. Or Blegos. Blinsky makes them. They're called Blegos.
I'm trying to think what Blinsky would make instead of Legos. They're Legos, but they have raw eggs in them. I don't know.
Legos. They're made out of legs.
Oh, there you go. There's interconnecting legs. Yeah.
Legos.
You, like, fold the toes together. It makes a very good joint.
Joint! High five!
What, 420?
Joint. Like, joint because of bones. Makes a good joint.
Stoner.
You were talking... That's what I was talking about. That makes no sense.
Joint! High five!
No, I meant joint. Like, you were saying it makes a good joint, like, yep. for building. And I was mm-hmm. saying joint because they're legs.
Right.
I hate you. Acknowledge my clever joke. Hey,
is that better?
Do I have to roll a performance check for the joke I just said? Let's see.
That was what your one was.
I rolled a 3. It was a terrible joke.
Your one was.
All right.
But I rolled a really good investigation.
Yes. Yeah, and you collapse your way around the room, and you don't really find anything.
What?
It's the room, parts of it, you know, are fallen in. It's not the perfectly hewn square room that you were in before. Like, some of the corners are fallen in and whatnot, but you don't find anything of note, which is maybe more puzzling than anything.
That is really weird. What is he doing down here, guys? Crap. And I feel like if I have no idea that I'm badly performing, I guess, probably. That's probably what goes into a natural one. I don't really understand that I'm doing that badly. So I guess I keep on collapsing until I...
In concentric circles.
I mean, if I don't see anything, I'm going to make my way out of here, I guess, but I... But I don't want
to
leave.
I need
Nick
to look up
corner.
My travel speeds for Barovia to see how long it takes to collapse to Ravenloft.
Imagine a garbage bag in a grocery store parking lot caught in those little mini tornadoes.
I don't want to leave Nick there though, so I don't know what to do.
You remember, and then you turn around and collapse your way over to Nick. He's yeah. like, "Come on, collapse out with me."
I mean, I don't want to talk out loud. I'm still going to gesture mm-hmm. and be like, yeah, you, and I'm going to say, I'm still acting. It's always a performance. So I'm going to drag you out of here. That jerk killed Galdar. Oh, shit. Maybe I use Galdar because my performance is so bad. I had been trying to not say the word Galdar because uh-huh. I didn't know if that was a stage name of his, a fake name. And he really is like Lord mm-hmm. whatever of whatever. So
Radlag.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But maybe I slip because my performance is so bad and I say, your friend killed Galdar. I've got to drag you out of here and find some other guys. My performance is terrible,
yes,
so
it
it's
got
to be bad. I gotta find some other guys okay. that are red like me. That's what I say. They're all red. We're red is our color. Let's go. Let's get out of here. And I try to drag him while collapsing.
Okay.
Collapse drag.
While all this is happening,
cool.
Lank, you're rushing out to see what's going on with Rafina, and you meet her and Batwack coming down the stairs.
Oh.
And through the sort of remains of the outer basement area.
Are you all right? Nick said he didn't hear from you.
I can't text through my head.
Well, can't people talk back to Nick if
yes.
Nick reaches out?
Yes.
Never mind, I can, but I did not know that.
Okay, it's Galdar.
What about Galdar?
Yeah, well, he may be dead.
By the way? What? He's dead?
Well, he may be. I hit him pretty hard. You should come downstairs.
Okay, can we bring Rover?
You see behind them, padding along, is a large saber-toothed tiger. Like,
whoa! Giddy! he seems friendly, yes?
Very slobbery, but yes.
Lank goes up to pet the cat.
All right.
The cat cold? What?
The cat seems to take kindly to your attention, Lank. Sort of pushes himself up against you.
Pushes himself up against me and knocks me back down the stairs.
A little bit. Maybe push you back a step or two. No, you don't fly backwards and land on your back on the bottom of the stairs or anything.
That's a big cat. I'm thinking of Chronicles of Narnia, where the girls ride on Aslan. Uh-huh. I want to ride on this cat.
Yeah. We totally could. Probably all of us could fit. At least Lank and I could.
Yeah, because we're both dwarves.
We're little.
But then Will might be upset because it'd be somebody else competing for the Jesus figure in the group.
I'm the Jesus figure?
I don't know.
Yeah, in what way?
How am I the Jesus figure?
I'm assuming Will considers himself the Jesus figure.
No way! You know Will. He is completely feels guilty a lot. No, that's, he definitely doesn't think he's Jesus.
All right. That's cleared up.
I can only turn water into water that tastes like wine, not actual wine.
He's humble Jesus.
Humble Jesus.
Leave a 5-star review if you'd been wondering if anyone in the party had a Jesus complex.
Doesn't have to do with anything, and just leave a review if that is the case.
Yeah.
But it has to be 5 stars.
Yes.
What's going on with Will?
I'm not, now that I know everyone's okay and you ask what's going on with Will, I remember what's going on with Will and give the cat one last pat and run back downstairs.
Oh, he cares about me too!
He didn't answer our question.
He didn't answer! Oh.
I'm a little busy.
There's no time!
There's no time!
I can pat the cat, but
there's no time!
Alright. So you head back in, and you see Will unconvincingly stumbling over to a Nick.
Is and, he sick? What's wrong with him?
Picking up some part of Nick, probably the head, and beginning to drag him out.
I know how to drag a body. It's part of my Jesus complex. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Jesus dragged a lot of bodies around or something. It's fact.
Just lepers, though.
I'm going to want to lean pretty heavily on that or something.
All right. So, yes. And as you're beginning to drag Nick out, the rest of the gang piles into the room.
Mm. Oh, hey, get out of here. Oh, wait, no, I have to capture you. How bad do I have to have my performance last forever? When do I get to re-roll a performance?
I don't know. It's a negative one.
Hey!
A negative one.
It's not a negative one.
Yep.
It's Will.
Wait,
it's
Lank's going to walk over to check on Galdar.
Point of clarification.
Yes.
Did we see Will transform?
Yes.
Yes. Because that was the plan.
That was the plan.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unfortunate. I really wanted to throw a hammer at that cultist.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I'm accusing them, but it's obvious because I did do that before we went down. But
and also,
hey, get away from Lord Galdar, you short one.
I think he's out.
You check on him. He is alive. He doesn't look to be dying.
Rafina goes over and plucks a hair out of his nostril.
What?
Just to see if it hurts.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't want his nostril hair.
It's her werewolf torturing technique.
That's like 101 EMT training right there.
Send it in your terrarium and see if it grows.
I don't want to grow. What should I do?
Alex needs to be closer to the microphone.
Or at least not pointed directly 180 degrees away.
Yeah, right.
That's your way of saying that I need to be as far away from it as possible.
No! No.
I'm also a little concerned it's going to fall on us, but that'll be fun when it happens.
Hey, that's a $12 mic boom. You can trust it.
Warm start, guys. Warm start.
I love that so much.
That's the description for me beginning every Pork Fried Dice episode.
The warm start.
That's generous. All right.
What happens when I pluck the hair out of him?
I want to search Galdar.
Well, wait till he jumps or doesn't jump from the nostril
fine.
Plucking.
You do your nostril.
I did.
I know.
All right.
It doesn't take long. I'll show you.
You pull out a long, kinky, slightly snotty nostril hair. Hey, it's immersion, guys.
Whoa.
You pulled it out of his nose. What do you expect?
I don't need to be immersed.
A bit of it flicks off and strikes Lank in the forehead.
Oh, yeah.
At least it wasn't
Lank throws his hammer at Nick. Actually, that probably is what you're trying to get me to do.
Immediately kills Nick.
When you pull out the hair, Galdar does kind of flinch a little bit, and as he blinks his eyes a few times, and he starts moving slightly, but he seems very slow moving and disoriented.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't think he's a threat at the moment, guys.
Yeah, but you are all terrible and you should not tie him up. And he's like gesturing like, tie him up.
I'm going to search.
I'm going to pull a hair out of his nose now.
Wait, who?
Just kidding.
Who's?
That other cultist.
The other cultist. The
nose. Oh, no, don't you do that. Also, I have no nose hair. I am extremely well-groomed.
Is it obvious that this is what Will is doing? Because Blank would go over to play along. Not like kill him, but like push him. to make it look like they're... Although... Yeah, Will's not fond of Lank. Lank's gonna stay guarding Galdar.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to keep up Will's ruse, but
so you
maybe I Eldritch Blast around them. Can I do that? Can I Eldritch Blast in their direction? Because they all had magic. Oh shit! I don't know what kind of magic it was though. I'm trying to keep up the ruse in case someone else comes down here. I feel like this is a really dangerous situation. I want to stay safe.
Screw by everyone. Doing what?
Eldritch Blast like around him. For attacking the rest of my party. But not really. Like, just throwing one so it sounds like I did it. Like, against the wall. Yeah, well, keep out of here! Get away from him!
Which party member has the most hit points?
Not at anybody, really. Like, it doesn't need to be, because if Galdar
the
is
the roof
truly...
of the cellar caves in and we all die.
Oh, no. Just at the ground.
All right.
Or near them somewhere.
Roll the damage for it.
We're going to lose the cat if you do that. Forget it. The cat's going under the bed.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I forgot there's a cat. That's scary, but I guess he looks fine. So he's not attacking anyone. They all came down.
He's with us.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Good. 6.
Okay. All right. So you... hurdle this ball of energy down into the ground. Small divot appears, and you sort of clumps of dirt sort of fly up, and it sounds very impressive.
I like clunks of dirt.
Clunks of dirt.
I like prefer that.
Clang.
Clunks.
Clunks.
And not, and he doesn't
clambers of dirt.
He still doesn't move.
He seems to react a little bit to the explosion.
Mm. I'm like, step away from him, and I'm still like, tie him up.
And Bathwack's going to search him. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't really find much on him except one thing. Mm. You find, looks like a collection of papers, loosely bound. Nothing as formal as like an actual like bound book, but it's clearly one volume of something. It is a sort of a rough leather case, and on the front of it, it says, "The Devil We Know." by Lady Fiona Wachter.
I have that.
You've heard of that before.
I have a copy of that, I think.
Yes. Yeah. If you recall,
I do.
It was a poetic manifesto,
yeah,
attesting that the worship of devils can bring happiness, success, freedom, wealth, and longevity.
So what, it's like a satanic prosperity gospel kind of thing? Mm-hmm. That's kind of strange.
All right, good. So he's not carrying anything dangerous.
Not that you can tell. Mm-mm.
I'll tie him up.
And Rufina will try to keep up the ruse by saying, "Stand back, you cultist! The saber-toothed tiger will get you if you prevent us from tying up this here other cultist." Just to keep up the ruse.
Turns out, like, cultist is the word that activates the tiger.
I know!
Everybody. It's a well-known fact that every saber-toothed tiger has an activation word.
I don't get why the tiger's so nice.
Yeah, I know. I'm wondering too. I want to find this out.
Let's not push its buttons, though. These
tigers are awesome.
We got to find the tiger's activation word,
no,
guys.
No, we're not. We're not pushing any buttons.
Just so you know, I bet you some of our listeners know why the tiger's so nice.
What? Really? Because they're more perceptive than us.
Because they get to listen to it in one period of time, and we've been playing for like a year and a half, and we don't remember anything.
Because do we smell like meat?
Well, I mean, Rictavio, the tiger was getting fed.
Rictavio was feeding her.
Because it knows Esmeralda?
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Can we please talk about what Esmeralda and is doing and what her relationship to the cat appears to be?
Yeah.
Esmeralda's kind of hanging back by the door out of here. The tiger doesn't seem to be treating her any differently than it's treating the rest of you.
What is she, ignoring it?
Not like she's not like turning her back to it with her arms crossed or anything like that. But she's not, you know, she didn't pull out a bag of fancy feast or anything. A bag of fancy feast.
a trough.
I really don't know, because I know the cat was in the wagon, and I remember, like, later after we left Vallaki being like, oh, shit, we never let the cat out of the wagon, so I guess it's just going to die in there or something, because, like, who knows? We thought Rictavio maybe died in the fire or something. He hasn't been around. Like, we haven't seen him, and he was with, in the Blue Water Inn. We're not going to figure this out. What the hell? I don't know. Her name was Nellie, and I only know that because I was looking at my notes. Nellie, that doesn't help us. Rictavio said that he was training her to fight Vistani.
Wait, is he anti-Vistani?
Yeah, Rictavio didn't like Vistani because he thought they were all agents of Strahd, or like he was trying to investigate the camp that was nearby to see how bad they were, because they're supposed to be spies for Strahd, lots of Vistani. That's why, you know, Esmeralda is a Vistani, but she's not bad because stereotypes are fucked up. And hey, I said that because my joke earlier was so shitty. But
wow, so are the boards just all, they were all lit up and they all went dark. That satisfied all of the people calling in to complain.
I'm just trying to think. We never met her. We never met the cat.
That must have been the episode I fell asleep for. I don't remember any of it.
That was the one.
The only one.
That one time.
Does anyone else remember anything? I don't know why she would be happy with us.
We never actually saw the tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah, the tiger was inside the wagon the whole time. Batnard went and spied on the tiger, right?
Did any of us in our gifts get some sort of animal affinity?
Well, I have some catnip. Is that what it is?
I think, I don't know. What is Bathwack's gift? Because Bathwack is a king now or something. He's kingly. Maybe he likes Bathwack. Maybe she likes Bathwack. I think it's a girl cat. Maybe the cat likes Bathwack now because he's so fucking charismatic and he makes me want to vomit. So the saber-toothed cat loves Bathwack. That's all I can, that's the only thing. Because otherwise, Lenk got summoning hellhounds.
I'm looking through what I got and I don't see anything about animals.
He got the melty eye disease. And my smile sucks now and I have no spell to show for it. And that's about it. I don't have anything that would make a cat like me. So maybe it's just that Bathwack's charisma is so high.
I would think it's either Bathwack or Rafina because they're the ones who encountered him for her first.
Right, yeah, it has nothing to do with me or you, probably.
Right, or Nick.
So
we're very good at remembering things.
Yeah, I like how he says the listeners are going to remember. Thanks, Eric. Thanks for making us feel
bad. Would you like another hint?
Yeah, duh.
You've already remembered what you should remember.
Great. Bathwack?
No, it Nellie? Has nothing to do with any of Rictavio? You in particular.
Meat? Wagons? Vistani?
Which one of us said the Vistani? Thing was right?
We were concerned that Rictavio might have died in the fire, but the cat's happy, so Rictavio is alive and nearby?
Nope.
Oh my god, this puzzle is really fun.
It wasn't supposed to be a puzzle. Fuck you!
You have to wonder if anyone's ever turned off the episode not realizing that that's a false ending.
Oh, I hope so. Now everybody's going to go back to every episode and listen to the end.
Nothing comes after that.
Everybody re-download it. That'll help our numbers.
Leave one of those 5-star reviews.
Yeah! Greg knows what's up.
Tell us what we're forgetting about our tiger. Because it's our tiger now.
I don't know. I really don't know. Vistani. Eric seems to be nodding at me when I say something about Vistani, but I don't... So we are not Vistani. So
but
he doesn't...
Rafina smells like one still, probably.
Is he... No.
Because it's been, what, 20 minutes since you left them in
exactly,
game time?
Yes. We haven't bathed.
Speak for yourself. Like... blank showers every evening.
Because I'm pretty sure that Rictavio had said that it wouldn't be a good idea for us to go near the tiger at some point. I think he said something like that. So I don't know what would have changed. What, it's not like the cat just automatically likes anyone who isn't a Vistani, because he was training her to attack things that are Vistani. We are not Vistani, so there's the solution. Is that it? That's it?
Galdar. Galdar, now that,
that
is he's
really boring.
Smacked in the head.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
It was initially...
Just listen to this.
Oh, my God.
It was initially happy about this guy. And so he being she, Nelly, was very excited and leapt upon him. So maybe he has something to do. But it doesn't have anything to do with any of us. Do you know the answer and you're just not saying?
What? No, Katie already said the answer and complained that it was really boring.
I guess it's just that we're not Vistani. And so...
Well, no, I have no idea why the cat is excited to see us. Except that maybe the cat is a legendary vampire hunter.
If we keep playing, will we eventually find out, or do we have to guess right now?
I can say again that you already found out, and then Katie said it was really boring.
He said that we shouldn't go and visit the cat.
Okay.
Because the cat isn't like a friendly cat. And now just because we're not Vistani, the cat's our friend.
He didn't say that.
Maybe yes, the cat was not well trained at the time 3 days ago.
Yeah.
The cat was not well fed at that point.
Oh.
Oh, so it just ate a lot of things.
Zombies. Maybe it's been eating zombies.
Hmm.
You don't know what it's been eating.
Why is it extra friendly towards us?
But no, it's maybe it treats everybody this way. That's who's not a Vistani.
It must do, right?
And whose head is larger than its mouth.
All of the creative energy went into the Brady Bunch song. He's just going to make the tiger eat us now if we keep going like this.
No. Oh, sorry, Eric. I love you. You're great.
Oh, so convincing. God, my ego is so boosted. I feel great.
What happens next?
I just finished tying up Galdar.
Mm-hmm. And he seems to be coming around a little bit.
It's probably...
Blank is guarding him.
But he's tied up?
Mm-hmm.
Is he... Can he talk yet?
I don't know. Nobody's talked to him.
He's still pretty out of it. Hey, Galdar.
Mm-hmm. What?
Did you use that gold piece I gave you to start a cult?
We gave you eggs!
Whoa.
It's true. Those were my eggs, too!
I back up.
Maybe the eggs that you gave him broke him, like the eggs you gave that other guy.
Yep.
It's gonna be our theme.
We will break you with our eggs.
It's start a cult? What are you talking about?
Well, you didn't start it, but you finished it or continued it, is really what Pathway's trying to say.
Why are you in a cult?
I love her. She's...
What?
Who, Lady Fiona? Who?
Wait, isn't Lady Fiona old?
Yes. Are you talking about Lady Fiona?
Why can't he love an old person?
Ew! Oh, sorry,
that's
Rafina.
Disgusting. I throw my hammer again.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.